Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Tasha Lane Show. This is your girl, Tasha Lane, minister, author, speaker, and coach in the business and helping you to find your lane back to power, purpose, and destiny so you can empower, influence, and impact the masses. Yes, I am all in the business of you rediscovering who you are, defining you as a woman of God in this marketplace street, and also a woman that simply just wants to be about your father's business. This is the show for you guys. All right, let's get to it. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Tasha Lane Show. I am so super excited, guys, for being back here. Look, I have to give myself a hand clap of praise. Yes, I have to give myself a hand clap of praise. Last week, unfortunately, I suffered from some food poisoning that had me sick all week long. And when I tell you, I do not wish this on anyone. Food poisoning isn't something that's good. But I give God glory today because I made it. I made it. Yes, I made it. And I'm so glad that I'm here to come to share with you guys on today what happened, simply because I went through a whole new journey of trusting the process. Ooh, yes, trusting the process. God spoke to me like, okay, are you going to trust the process? Because a lot of times, guys, when things like this happen to us, we immediately, right? We immediately respond, and what I understood that God was saying to me is that your response needs to come up to a new level. It has to come up to a new level. And what I believe that God was saying to me, that my response and how I react to certain things has to come up to a new level, is simply because when I know who I am and when I come to understand who my daddy is, look, the word of God that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I have every word of that scripture embedded so deep down on the inside of me that I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It should not prosper. Yes, it has manifested itself in my life, but guess what? If I could learn to respond properly versus reacting and getting all in my emotions and allowing fear to overtake me, I lose the grip and the hold that I have on God. See, when we allow the enemy to get us all into fear, because yes, this thing, what's happening to you is real. It's real. But you have to also tell these things what's truth, right? You have to tell this thing, but this is still the truth. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And you have to allow your natural body to catch up with that belief system. Because if you don't, you will find yourself all stressed out, putting more things on yourself than what you should be doing. It's because you're adding now more to it, and the enemy is sitting back laughing at you. Oh my goodness. When I tell you, oh my goodness, I was sick. I was so sick, guys. Oh, I couldn't keep nothing down. I messed up and drunk some water, and it just like a whole floodgate of hell just open up. But I kept hearing in my spirit, trust the process. This too shall pass. And I believe the reason why I kept hearing the word of God resonate in my spirit man was because I have grown in the area of understanding that my Father shall supply all my needs and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that God has given me long life and he has redeemed my life from destruction. I had to remind myself that what I believe in and who I believe in has to become the main focus point of everything. And though it was sometimes I felt like, oh my goodness, that I did not have enough strength to keep going. I was feeling dizzy, nausea. You know, I couldn't bear it at times, guys. But because of what I know that I have on the inside of me, my truth, the word of God, that was embedded on an inside of me, kept reminding me who I was. And as I begin to yield more to what my spirit man was saying to me versus listening to what my natural man or my body was saying to me, it brought a certain peace and a calmness over me, simply because I kept hearing the word of God. For the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and that's by hearing the word of God. A lot of times we sleep on going to church, listening to the pastor speak and teach us about the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. And you don't even know that because you are there within those four walls, or because you turned on your favorite preacher or pastor or leader on social media, or you follow them on social media, everything that they're saying is going down in your spirit, man, guys. And I'm here to tell you, if you have enough of the word of God on a deep down on the inside of you, that is what's going to keep you. That is what's going to anchor you in God's love when you feel like you're about to throw in a towel, when you feel like that you don't have enough strength to keep going, when you feel as though that this is it. But God reminds you that you shall live and not die. And things get better. Things get better for you. I know that I start, you know, to build up my own self-esteem just by hearing the word of God. I kept the word of God playing in my house. Even though I was feeling like, oh God, I'm going through all of this by myself, and I was wanting to have somebody here with me, only because there was a spirit of fear that God showed me that was there. And I had to recognize that it was fear. Fear of thinking the worst could happen. And that I was thinking that I needed somebody there just in case, even though we do, you know, don't get me wrong, guys, we do need people around, right? We do need people around us when we're going through our little times of healing, right? Because over the time, we, like this said, times heal all wounds. We do need people, but there are other times when you don't have anyone but God and you, and you recognize it and you realize, you know what, God, you are all that I need, because even if someone was here, God, I'm still depending upon you to help me through this situation. Yeah, this individual could be here to be a support system to me, but at the same time, God, you have the last and final say so. And I trust you, God. And I trust the process. And I trust that, God, that this too shall pass and I will live through this. But what fear does, guys, what fear does, it causes you to think the worst case scenario. It causes you to think about the worst case scenario. And that's what the enemy does. That's what God said. I did not give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a what? Sound mind. You don't have a sound mind when you're sitting here trying to believe God, when you're hearing the word of God and you're trying to activate your faith and you're trying to hold on to your faith during the most challenging times of your life, and you're hearing the enemy say things to you and you're thinking the worst, and now you're all over the place. You're hearing two different types of voice. But I hear the word of God saying that, you know what? My sheep, the Lord says, my sheep knows my voice, and the voice of a stranger they shall not follow. Praise God. So I had to learn how to shut down the enemy. And the enemy in their inner me, guys. I have to be honest and transparent, because we can be our worst enemy. And why do I say it? I say that is because you know better. You know how our parents used to tell us when we do something and we get caught doing it, and we try and explain ourselves, and then your mom or your dad say, well, you know, or grandma may say, but you know better. And the reason why they say that is because somewhere down the road, you guys have been here before and they have trained you and taught you in a way that, look, this is the way you should go. This is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. So if you have knowledge of these things, come on, guys, you know better. And I believe that's the same thing that God says to us. Look, you know better. You know better. You know better that this sickness is not due unto death. You know better that greater works shall you do than I, Jesus said. You know better. Oh. That there is a great expected end that I have for you. You know better not to think anything other than what I have said to you. And you have to learn how to take authority over these things, over those thoughts that the enemy constantly throw at us, guys. We cannot allow him to punk us. And I believe this is what we do over and over again when we give into the anxiety of these things and we give into the fear of the unknown. And yes, again, I'm not downplaying what I was feeling is in what I was feeling and what I was going through, what I wasn't going through. And my body wasn't responding to what it was that I put in my mouth. But the thing is that I knew better. And once I was reminded of that by the Spirit of God, I was able to keep my blood pressure down. I was able to get to a much calmer state of mind where I can relax and say, you know what, Tasha, just allow the body to do what the body needs to do to get these things out of you and relax. How many times we have been in situations that God just tell you, you know what, just stay calm and relax. For this too shall pass. Haven't I done some other things before to prove to you, to show you that I am a God, that I shall not lie, neither shall my words return unto me void. I'm here for you. Didn't I not say that I would never leave you nor forsake you? And it may look like you are alone, but you're never alone. I'm right here carrying you. I'm right here walking with you. I'm right here laying in the bed with you. I'm right here on the floor with you, throwing up everything that you have on the inside of you. And God said, I'm here. Your father is here. And you call it, Daddy, Daddy, help me. Have mercy. But God, before you can even just utter the words out of your mouth, the cry that is going up to your heavenly Father in the realms of the spirit, out of your spirit, he hears you. And he's ready to come to your rescue. But he's saying, look, I need you to move up into the realm of faith right now. And knowing that, again, if I did it before, I'm going to do it again. If I brought you out of some things that's much deeper and challenging than this thing here, like right here before, I'm going to do it again. What makes you think that I'm going to leave you behind this time? Ugh. What makes you believe that I'm not going to take care of you? You see, guys, I was worried about everything. I'm like, oh, God, here it is. End of the month, I have to do this, I have to do that. I have this coming up, I have this bill, I have this, I got to take care of. I have to, oh Lord, it's only me, God. Look, God said, what is up with all this woe is me? That doesn't sound like my daughter. I hear the Father saying that I can only respond to my children when they will begin to start talking like me. When they would begin to sound like me. When they can begin to remind me of the words that I have spoken. This is what gets my attention. This is what gets me to move aggressively to come take care of you. Come on. This is what I do when I can get the angels to come and to make sure that they minister to you and minister to you back to health and things that we be hearing during those times, God. These are angels with us. This reminding us, look, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All is well. All is well. Just hold on. Keep the faith. Your daddy is here. Come on, y'all. So, my little journey of last week was another eye-opener to me in saying that I have to trust the process. And that's with anything that I grow through in this thing called life. I have to trust the process. I have to make sure that I have to let nature do what nature does. I have to allow the timing of the Lord process whatever needs to be processed. And I need to trust the timing of him that, you know what? I know I'm going to come out of this thing. But I'm just going through a process right now. And how I position, posture, and place myself during this time, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Look, it's how good or bad the outcome is going to be. I found out, guys, that I'm I'm more conscious now about the things that I go through, and God will begin to reveal to me, you know what? What is the learning experience out of this thing? What have you learned from it? Because everything, and in everything, there is a purpose, right? There's a purpose for everything. We may not understand it all, guys. We may not can see all of the reasons why at a specific, you know, specific time and why these things happen. When you know you have all of these things on your calendar to do, or you have everything planned out that you need to do, but now you're being divinely interrupted by something. And especially something that's caused by yourself. I chose to eat something that I wasn't supposed to be eating. I had to take responsibility, because prior to the food poisoning, we had a storm that came through my area, and our lights were out almost two days. And there were some things that when I came back home, and I stayed here at home, there were some things that I didn't throw away in the refrigerator that I'm like, you know, let me just go and eat this and cook it up. It shouldn't hurt it, and because of whatever the case may be, I just bought it 3 days prior to, and it should be still in good standing. But I went on and ate it. So I caused that thing upon my own self. Versus, look, they said if anything that is in the refrigerator more than 12 hours, when you have no power, you just to throw it out. I didn't throw it out. So I called upon myself, and I had to take responsibility. And again, it led me into a place of calmness. It caused me to, you know what, to have better, you know, confidence in my God. Well, a lot of people say, you know, now I have my God confidence. And knowing that, you know, he's going to ride with me through this storm, like Yolanda Adams used to say. We're going to ride through this storm. And that's exactly what I did. And I give God glory, praise, and honor. Hallelujah. Woo. For riding through the storm with me. And I'm here now to share with you about how I did it, guys. Praise God. Trust the process, guys. Yours may not be food poisoning. Yours may be you're believing God for promotion. You're believing God for clients, for your job, for your business. You're believing God for a spouse. And you're doing everything you know to do in your own power. But what you failed to do is just to trust God in the process. Because when you come to the knowledge and understanding that, you know what, let me let this body do what this body needs to do. And not allow myself to get so caught up in emotions and listening to the enemy about the worst possible thing that could possibly happen. But you have to tell the enemy that he's a liar. You have to decree and declare in the atmosphere that yes, I shall live and not die. You have to know that my God said all things will work out for my good according to his riches and his glory and his purpose and his plans that he has for me. You have to begin to speak to your atmosphere. You have to begin to cast down those imaginary thoughts and those thoughts that the enemy sent to your mind to deceive you, to cause you to fall off of your belief system and believe in God that all things are working out for your good. You have to understand that yes, this too shall pass, woman of God. You have to tell yourself, girl, you know what? It may be a little jacked up right now, but look, when you come out of this, come on, God is going to get the glory.
And when you come out of this, oh my goodness, you're going to have another message to tell the masses. When you come out of this, my God, you're going to have another level of understanding that my God is all that I need. It may look like you're by yourself, but sister, you're never alone. Oh, I feel it in my, I feel this in my spirit. You're never alone. Stop thinking that you're by yourself. Get up, cut that light on in that bedroom. Get out of that dark place and tell the devil that he's a liar, that he cannot have your life. He cannot have your purpose. He cannot have your family. He cannot have your home. He cannot have the things that God said that is rightfully belong to you. You have to get up in the realms of the spirit and war over your blessings. You got to war over your blessings. You got to war over your children. You got to war over your children's children. You got to make up your mind that, you know what? I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the earth. Yes, yes, yes. You got to tell yourself this, girl. And you got to trust the process. And know, and know that it's more with you than it are against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me right here on Natasha Lane's show. Yes, thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me again. And girl, what I always say to you, my sister, girl, if you are in the fire, hey, know that God is what? He's in the fire with you. And he's going to give you what? Beauty for your ashes. Yes, he is. So I see you right here again next time on Natasha Lane's show. God bless you.